beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We're going to start this segment with John in Litchfield Park. If you'd like to talk trees, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Press the number one button when you hear the auto attendant. That'll put you into the studio, and we'll get your general area and the question you have. John's actually ties into exactly what you guys were talking about with grasses and lawns and winter changing during the break, and I'll let him ask it. John, go ahead with your question, sir.
Yes, good morning. I've got some velvet mesquite trees, and I've got a grass backyard, and my plan is to eventually put a pool back in the backyard to mix it with the grass. And kind of, I want it like a natural looking, and I'd like to have a natural canopy with trees. And I see the velvet mesquite is just a beautiful tree, but I was wondering how would that mix with the grass backyard?
Well, you know, I've actually seen them do pretty well together. You know, your grass is going to struggle. Wherever you have trees and grass together, you're going to have some competition for sunlight. So you've got some issues with the grass being healthy. With trees canopying over them, with a weeping growth habit of a spreading tree like a mesquite, you'll have a lot of pods dropping that you'll have to be raking, and of course just the shade issue. But I've seen them work together, but you do have a challenge once they get established to have an adequate sunlight to keep that grass nice and healthy underneath them.
Gotcha, but I mean, The watering from the grass will not be too much water.
Oh, no.
Mesquite? No.
No, most mesquites will turn every bit of that water into leaf surface, and they'll really take off on you.
Yeah, they don't have a filter.
Yeah.
Okay, so they might get too big then.
Yeah, very possibly. And then, unfortunately, as they do get bigger, they'll compete with the grass for sunlight, and you may have just a dirt floor underneath those trees, and there are some low light turf varieties that you could try to put in there, fescue and others that people have tried some success, but it's a challenge for sure. Once you get a tree big enough to enjoy that nice canopy, that nice shade, there's very seldom enough sunlight to keep the grass healthy.
Now, a couple things you can do with that, John. You could just not worry about Bermuda. Let it go in the summertime and do a winter ryegrass, and you'll have a green grass October to about May. You know, they're not nearly as affected by the sunlight on the rye. Or artificial turf. We've seen a lot of applications where under a nice canopy, people will put in artificial turf. So you've got that grass feel. You can sit under it and enjoy it, and you never have to mow.
Yeah, and a lot of people are putting in alternate ground covers. You know, like we have some lipia that we've just allowed to overtake a part of our grass or in one part of our yard, and others are putting in some other types of low-lying ground covers, which do much better in those low-light settings.
And there's another tip on here at the very end of your notes that we did to all of our trees, and that's just put a bunch of wood chips around it. We had dump trucks come and dump huge loads and rented a skid steer and spread it out, and all of our trees now have a huge canopy of wood chips around them. And they're not bad to sit in.
It's a great alternative to trying to grow grass under the mesquite. But going back to the mesquite tree in the turf, there's different varieties that grow well in turf. You have an oak tree or an ash. You know, the ash love the water. Oaks will take a little bit more water than they need. Mesquites will just take it all. They have no filter. They're not going to say, oh, here's a little water. They're just going to suck it up and grow like crazy. And so I might recommend against the mesquite in the turf.
Yeah, I think the oak is a great choice because it also has, at least the cathedral variety of live oak, has more of an upright growth pattern too. So it will be casting a little bit less shade. But they are a beautiful tree. You could plant a little cluster of those in there. It might be better than one larger mesquite.
And what about other desert varieties like a Palo Verde or ironwood or a Texas ebony?
Probably steer away from Palo Verde.
Yeah, anything native is just not used to the daily water.
Okay. All right, well, we appreciate the call, John. Hope that helps. We've got John and Mesa on the line next. We'll get after the bottom of the hour news. Wants to talk about, this will be fun. Should he, I'm guessing by the notes, should he go with a red push pistache or a ficus? So we'll talk about that, along with your other talking trees to-dos for October here at Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348 to join the conversation.